The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, all this stuff.
It's all going on right now.
It's all going on. This is Bird's Eye View. I'm Jesse. I'm joined by Mike. Didn't know if we were going to get him today, folks, but a little congratulations are in order.
Yes, I joked on the way here I should tweet out gender reveal at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Although, he didn't really do much.
No, I was.
I mean, look.
I was
in the room
where it happened.
If you're on the bench, you still get a ring for the championship, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
yes.
you still did part of it.
I still get the 18 years of responsibilities.
Yes. 22.
Et cetera. 22. Let's hope not. Hope he's a prodigy and gets out of our hair.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, like, maybe he goes off and does, like, some electrician thing and then you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It could just be, yeah. It could be
carpenter or a plumber.
Learn a trade.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. I'm now a dad of two. So we had a kid on Tuesday. Monday. Had the kid on Monday, came home Tuesday night. Yeah, thank you. Big shouts to everyone at Berkshire Medical Center, Health Systems, that whole... It was kind of like... probably wasn't their plan for us to come home on Tuesday. They probably would have preferred us stay till Wednesday morning. But given that Wednesday was Christmas and we had a almost four-year-old at home, I was like, can we squeeze it out here and get out in time to kind of... do the whole Christmas Eve, Christmas morning thing, and we did. I think at like 3 a.m. I was like, why aren't we still at the hospital? But we got through it. We're two nights deep now at home, and everyone's healthy.
I do remember texting you at like 5 o'clock, being like, so this is on Monday. I'm like, is there a baby? Because you had been like, because you had said, yeah, due date Saturday, and then you went,
due date was Friday.
And then on Saturday, you were going, all right, tomorrow we're going to the hospital, and we'll see what happens. And if the baby's not out by Monday, then we're going to have to do something about it.
Monday, I'm going,
so is there a baby? And then I just get her message, yeah, well, as of 5:01. Like,
yeah.
Okay,
great. Yeah, you text me at like 5:10. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. Well, I had my phone because I was like taking pictures, and you're the first one that popped up. I was like, oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, boy, girl, and I don't get a response till the next morning.
Then things get,
But, yeah.
Things get harried, so to speak.
No, yes, that was quite understandable. You're a little busy.
Yeah, but anyway, since that, I've been, let's see, I put the paper.
You can do it.
I was at a swim meet on Friday, wrote that story up, and since then, I've just been off. So, I mean, no, not a lot has happened. Unfortunately, we had a big cancellation Monday.
We had a couple cancellations Monday because I think we briefly mentioned it on here. So, former Drury graduate Allison Felix, she graduated from UConn in this past May. Her sister Jacinta Felix is on the Drury girls basketball team this year. She's a senior. In any case, Allison Felix died, I guess, 2 weeks ago now at this point, week and a half ago. And so anyway, so Drury girls, they had their game on Monday postponed for the funeral. And Hoosick Valley girls, Allison Felix did not play for Hoosick for basketball, but for girls lacrosse. There's a co-op there, so she played for Hoosick. And so that is also postponed.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover. Even girls now on Hoosick Valley girls basketball, I believe, played lacrosse with her. 4 years ago, because
So that's what I'm saying. Both Hoosick and Drury, their games on Monday were postponed. Drury was going to play Lee, and Hoosick was going to play PHS.
Yes.
So both would have been some, interesting intra-county games.
Yeah, two games we had definitely targeted ahead of time, and obviously we'll still see them when they happen.
Yes.
It made a light week of holiday break even lighter,
right?
So to speak.
Right. Yeah. No. We. This game was on Friday because I saw Drury girls and Monument. And
correct. So this was their second game since the news broke.
Second game of the season. It was at home. And I'll tell you what. I mean, I'll start with Monument because first off, they have some serious. Both teams have some serious height.
Sure. Yeah.
And which I was not expecting. But Monument, I mean, I knew about Paul Geddes, but then they, Ines Bourdon, Natsuga, I believe is, I think
Nuga?
That's how,
yeah,
So anyway.
Inez? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure how.
Y-N-E-S, I believe it's spelled, yeah.
I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. Apologize for butchering it. I mean, she's also got some good height, so they have two, like, legitimate kids that, you know, they can put in the post. But Mannion, to me, has the look of a team, and you never know how a young team is going to rebound from a tough start, you know, if they're going to check out or if they're going to dig down.
Brand new coach, yeah.
New coach, and that's something that he's going to have to navigate, you know, having to coach through some tough times, how to get kids to stay engaged, stay involved, which is not easy. But to me, they look like a team that is going to, you know, the first 10, 12 games be 4-8 or something in that neighborhood. The last 6 or 7 games of the season, I think they very easily could be 5-2 or 4-3 or, you know, 6-3 or something like that, because last year they just didn't really feel like they had anyone who could hoop. And this year they have kids from, like, I'm comfortable with the ball in their hands. You know, they have some kids who look like they belong on the basketball court, and they're young and you know, they're new and they don't know what they're doing, and they got a lot of ways to go, especially, and the new head coach Joe Valerio said, you know, our concentration, we have just big lapses, and you can tell that because, yeah, you know, it was like a 7-point game at one point, there was a 5-point game, and then Husek was on a, or not Drury. Drury went on a, like a 16-0 run,
okay,
and, you know, blew out, and then, you know, instead of it being 16-11, it's now like 32-14 at halftime, and the game's over. And so when they fix that, you know, when they start locking in for the whole game, they're actually going to be a very tough out, because they, once again, they just have kids who look comfortable on the basketball court, and that is a good step in the right direction. So yeah, I think that if they stick with it, they could be a really
I think
really
in the previews, I wound up previewing them for South County, and Josiah Forte was kind of an X factor.
She
of like,
was very
okay,
impressive.
Could she take a big leap, because she got a lot of varsity run as a freshman. Has this kind of new young coach who kind of has a new mind, new direction, all that stuff coming in. So was excited to see her. I believe their starting point guard didn't play in this game. Also, Remy Perot.
She was gone, and he mentioned that afterwards.
Yeah, so
but yeah, no,
they have some girls who can play.
Yeah, Josiah Forte was the one who, like, really stood out because great with the ball in her hands. She had some crazy drives, got a circus shot, got a huge, like, I forget if it was a three or a long two at the first quarter buzzer. But yeah, just looked very, very comfortable running the offense, and that was really nice to see because they haven't had that someone like that since Natalie Lewis graduated.
Yeah, yeah, really, yeah. They had some injuries last year, and yeah, nothing kind of latched on throughout the season. But Josiah's coming off; she was the starting goalie the whole year for the soccer team, which was I believe the top two soccer team in the county. So has a lot more kind of strength and just poise, I guess, heading into her sophomore basketball season. So
yeah,
that was good. And obviously it was Drury's opener, but second game.
So Eva Moser,
first game
about,
where basketball was probably more the focus, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Eva Moser, and it was her first win, you know?
Yep, sure. Give
it. Eva Moser was solid with height. Addison Shepherd's young, but she's got decent. But Elise,
also the starting goalie.
Elise Daly. I had no idea where they sprung her from. I guess that's Colin Daly's sister.
Another starting goalie. We're just on a run here.
What's the goalie to basketball connection? But, I mean, I'll turn to somebody from Drury who's, like, next to me, like, where did they spring her from? And he's like, yeah, she was on the team last year. I think she was JV. But, I mean, she's got to be at least 5'10". They probably have three kids who are all at least 5'9", 5'10".
Yep.
And it's just, wow. So they now, not only do they have some real guards with Jacinta Felix and Nora Wood Hayden,
yep,
but now they have like three legitimate centers. And Ian Dowdy, I mean, he's very happy. You know, he said the first two games we had two different starting lineups. They're I'm not sure if they played their third game yet, but he's like, when we played our third game,
no, probably would have been Monday. Yeah,
right. Okay, yeah. Tomorrow, I guess, on Friday, we'll probably have a third different starting lineup, just because, you know, he's mixing and matching, and now he has the ability to, if a team's big, play big, or if a team's small, play small. So, and I was impressed by Elise Daly because, yeah, she's a sophomore, and you can tell she's new to varsity, but you can't coach height, and she did a pretty good job of, you know, getting up for rebounds and you know, getting to the basket and putting the ball up, and that was you know, that's a weapon, that's a really good weapon. And
they should get a legit stress test tomorrow. They host Pope Francis. So it should be a real test of like program that can also get some height.
Right.
Typically.
Yeah.
Anyway, but.
Yeah, no, but yeah, Pope Francis just had like a 18.1 over Wilcona, so they've reloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I will. Yeah, Polly Getty's probably won the matchup because she had, I don't know, two or three blocks in the game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, Elise Daly and Addison Shepherd and yeah, even Moser had a couple of nice. She, you know, I probably had two or three instances where got the miss and then put it back in. So yeah, Drury definitely has some nice depth on the girls' side this year.
Cool. Yeah, sure, it'll be interesting to see some of the later, once they get in kind of the teeth of their schedule and they wind up playing the, you know, obviously the matchup from last year, playoffs Lennox matchup. They'll play Hoosick, I believe, again. They generally stack, Downey generally stacks his kind of schedule. So maybe we'll get to see some actual payoff in season these kind of higher profile matchups get going. Maybe Lee would have been one on Monday, but yeah
I mean, it's interesting. I'm not, because, you know, Drury's like on the Lennox level, and Drury beat Lennox last year,
sure,
and Lennox just kind of, you know, had like a 15-point win over Lee. So maybe maybe it wouldn't have been. I was kind of
Hold our horses on Lee a little bit, but that's kind of the game.
We'll see.
Another girls game.
Mount Greylock to Connick. Mm-hmm. That was a girls game, and yeah, that was one where, I mean, Jaylen Walker is still the real deal. Mm-hmm. If she could start for any team in the county. It's kind of everything else with Taconic. Like, they're, you know, they were kind of a, yeah, it just wasn't a great showing. but on the other hand, Greylock, I think they made something like three or four threes in the first 5 minutes.
Okay.
And that kind of just gave them a huge lead.
Big
they
boost.
Didn't have to worry about, you know, Taconic coming back. Because especially as Taconic's offense was kind of slow for the first three quarters. And
And Jaylen's game is more interior. Posting up, high
was,
post kind of stuff.
She was getting
stuff.
Interior,
mm-hmm.
but no one else was kind of helping her. Or
yeah, Greylock wound up with 11 threes in the game. Philly Alt hit four. Madison Drake also hit four. So
yeah, Madison Drake, I think, had like two in the first minute and a half. And so it just kind of gave them that instant jolt.
Yeah.
And they were off and rolling.
Another team where if the cast around Tamley Drake is firing and hitting from outside, can obviously play with almost anybody.
Yeah.
If that's not happening, they could get, you know, run over a little too quickly.
Yeah. And Taconic also, I think, suffers because there's definitely some tentativeness both with the ball in their hands and pulling the trigger. And you can kind of tell because, I mean, this isn't Taconic. This is literally every team in the county, boys and girls. I do not understand it because so many teams here play full court press.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is for everyone. If you pick up your dribble, know where you're giving the ball to because you are going to be trapped.
Yeah.
You are going to be double teamed. And I can't tell you how many times I see it where kids just pick up the ball and it's immediately like coach takes a timeout or a whistle for a jump ball,
man.
Or a turnover. It's like, how often do you see it? It's like, I know coaches must address this. And it's at some level, but it's like every time you see it, and every time someone plays Pittsfield girls, right? Because they have like, you know, nine kids on the plus side of the court when you're trying to inbound the ball, and you'll see someone
like
panic. Yeah, you'll see someone panic. John Frederick, the Hoosier coach, had a great line last year because, you know, I tell the kids, we're playing Pittsfield. If you are going to stop dribbling, you better be ready to pass in a second because you're going to get double teamed. It's like, yes, this is what happened. So anyway, so that happened a lot where Taconic, you know, kids were just freezing up and it's like, you're going to get trapped. It's going to be a turnover. You got to be ready to pass the ball. Otherwise, just keep dribbling.
Yeah, this is, if I can take a quick parent corner before the break here.
Yeah.
Had this conversation with my elder son this morning. He got a bunch of stickers for Christmas this morning. Comes downstairs, just sticker, let me peel it. And then he's looking around like, where should I put it? And I'm like, let's figure out where the sticker's going before we peel it, because then we're not going to panic and put it on trash, essentially, or old wrapping paper or an advent calendar that's going to go in the garbage. And then the sticker's just kind of meaningless. Yeah, useless, lost. So I've tried to drill into him. Know what you're doing with the sticker. Know what you're doing with the ball. you peel it before you get trapped. So.
Wise words of wisdom from Mike Walsh, now father of two. We'll see you after this break here. Stick with us on WTBR.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Where does democracy actually begin? Well, it begins right here at home, at our local city and school meetings, the place where really big decisions are made that affect you and your family directly. With good TV coverage, these decisions are transparent, our residents are well-informed, and elected officials are held accountable. Without reliable coverage, these decisions go under the radar. Support PCTV's local meeting coverage today. Pittsfield Community Television, democracy starts here.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee, because WTBR is now a behemoth. We're going all over the county. We're streaming everywhere. We're blasting everywhere, all your radios. You'll be able to hear us. In any case, we were talking some high school girls basketball. Was finishing up on Taconic and Mount Greylock. And also me ranting about the full court press and sure. The dangers of playing it. In any case, I think that was most of what I saw last week.
Over the weekend, yeah.
I was going to say, I think there was, Taconic Hockey got its first win. They beat Agawam 5-3, which is pretty nice because I was on the road and they had lost to them at home.
Yeah, that was the game I saw, that home opener. Yeah, they wound up giving up, I think, like 5 unanswered goals in the third period. Kind of got blown out, left kind of scratching their heads, very some not great body language exiting the ice. Yeah. But I think I wrote that in the story off of it was this is one of two ways situation where you get this kind of gift, a Christmas Eve gift of getting that team back immediately. They didn't have another game until they played on Christmas Eve morning. I think it was 10 a.m. start out in at Olympia.
Yeah, it was an early game in Agawam.
Yeah, so it was Springfield. I think it was probably a run of games at Olympia Ice Center on Christmas Eve. So, to be able to answer back, say that's not us, shake it off, etc. And
it was their first one of the season.
The
1-1-1 now, and on this Saturday they host St. Raphael, which is a parochial school in Rhode Island. Yeah. And there is a Pittsfield connection because Chris Labrizi, who's, I believe, a former St. Joe's grad, he coaches St. Raphael's. And so last year, Taconic went out to Rhode Island. This year, that team is coming out here. So they'll have a legitimate test. So that's really nice for them to get a nice, big first win of the season before Saturday. Mm-hmm. That was good. And then I believe Monday, so... Taconic was playing Commerce.
Monday?
No, this past Monday.
Okay.
Taconic was playing Commerce. This is boys basketball. And that game did not get finished. Did not get past the first quarter, actually. Taconic was up 21-15. And apparently there was a roof in the Commerce gym.
Oh.
There was a roof in the
I would hope there was a roof, yes.
Generally, it's a good thing when your
basketball
has... Was
there no longer a roof?
Oh, man. When your basketball arena does not have a roof, it's generally an issue in the winter. No, there was a roof. The roof, in fact, had a leak. That was the issue. And so the refs deemed it unsafe, and so they stopped playing. So apparently it will be resumed later. Taconic was up 21-15 at that point. So we'll see what that's like later. No, the Pittsfield lost to Minichog 57-37.
Oh, okay.
And so, and
Coach, the first kind of hiccup.
Yeah, I mean,
first,
and
I don't know, worrying sight out of a program that was, had some concerns entering the season, but had answered them real
yeah,
quick,
you know, yeah. Jerome Edgerton said that they didn't come out with the focus defensively, and they weren't getting there offensively. You know, Kyle Cardoso still had a pretty good game; he had like 16 points. But yeah, it seemed. I think they only scored something like 5. I think they were down 3 after the first quarter, 15-12 type of issue. And then second quarter, they only scored 5.
Okay.
And so then they were down something like 30-17 at halftime, and that was kind of all she wrote.
Yeah,
and
Minichog's a team that's going to score. So Taconic did beat Minichog back on in December. Back in December. We're still in December. December 19th. Before Christmas, that's where
go.
I'm looking at. Before
it's not
before
New Year's
babies,
yet.
74-70. So clearly, a team that's going to hang with the upper echelon of, yeah. of Western Mass basketball.
Which is interesting because we had been very worried about Taconic's offense, but less worried. I guess we were still worried about Pittsfield's offense, but we had more concerns about who's going to score for Taconic, and they kept pace just fine. And Pittsfield was the one who wasn't able to score as much.
Yeah, Taconic's offense. It was more of a curiosity of what it was going to look like, coming off of, you know, them. They couldn't, the only guy who could shoot threes last year graduated.
Right.
And in today's world of basketball, you know, NBA on down to the high school level, we see it is, if you can't shoot from the outside, you're like, what are you? So to speak, for Taconic, I mean, from a certain point, we kind of knew what they were. If they weren't doing that, they still had these two big guys inside who could play. But it was a matter of, yeah, who's going to kind of space the floor a little bit. And it seems like they've got a few kids who are capable of doing that. Nate Reynolds did it a little bit last year to a minor degree.
Same with Quentin Christopher.
Quentin Christopher as well. So they're doing it a little bit this year. And clearly figuring out how to get points on the board.
Right. And I guess it should be said because Prosperizon got hurt against East Longmeadow. So that's the first game of the season.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And, or no, maybe it's the second game of the season.
Second game, yeah.
He was not at the game. So okay. That's, he's still out, I believe. So that's definitely a, you know, when they get him back, that'll be a huge boost to their to everything they do, offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, well, I think for Pittsfield, their success is going to be less player reliant and more scheme reliant. You know, they're a transition team, a fast break team. They're going to run up and down the court. Mm-hmm. If you are missing shots and you can't get back on defense, they're going to blow by you. But if you can prevent that from happening, play in the half court, I think that's when their offense is really going to struggle because they don't have a Mekhi Shepherdson or Malachi Perry or Deshaun Brown who can just kind of take over the game. So my guess is that Minichog just kind of slowed the game down, and because Pittsfield wasn't able to get into their scheme, their offense really suffered for that. But it'll be interesting to see what happens because they've got a pretty good stretch coming up.
They have, yeah, some serious, I guess, at risk of a serious, if you don't kind of figure it out real quick, situation where they're going to play Monument and Taconic. Back-to-back, really coming up. January 3rd, they'll be at Monument. Then the 6th is going to be the first war on the floor at the Boys and Girls Club downtown. But
which is a good thing, by the way.
Yes.
Well, it should be at the Boys and Girls Club. It's an excellent venue for it. Fit as many people in there as possible.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see. They've both been answering questions early. Both, obviously, had, I think, 3-0 starts. So, and obviously with Monument in the mix there and that whole situation with what went down last year in Class B for Western Mass and the PBIAC, it's well, who's gonna come up and challenge that kind of big three there.
Monument won the regular season game. So, you know,
over Pittsfield, yes.
Over Pittsfield, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it could very easily be a repeat performance, although I'm sure both teams will have no issue getting up for that game. Yeah, on Monday, too, we have an interesting one with Hoosick and Wakona boys
mm-hmm.
where it used to be a league rivalry.
Yeah.
Even, you know, post end of the Berkshire League, that was a league rivalry. Wakona moved into a new league with Pittsfield and Taconic, and mm-hmm. so now they play once. And I was at the game last season, and it was a phenomenal game that, I mean, Wakona led by like 14 points at one point, and Hoosick came all the way back to win. And it was just an incredible game. And this year, you know, Wakona no longer has Pat McLaughlin, and Hoosick no longer has Joey McGovern or Frank Field. So I think it'll be a really, really interesting game. And, you know, on the one hand, I have far more questions about Wakona's offense than I do Hoosick's. But on the other hand, you know, I think this is a game that both teams are going to have no issue getting up for, wanting to play as hard as possible. You know, it's only kind of said that it's not on Friday, right? It's a Monday mm-hmm. game. That's kind of one where you'd wish it was like a Friday night in Dalton or Cheshire. That'd be pretty sure. A packed stadium. But I think it should be a really, really good game. And it'll definitely be a really nice
It's nice for us, for fans in general, to see those two teams who had, you know, giant gaping, what are they, who's scoring the basketball here. So it'll be good kind of sample case for fans to know who to watch, I guess.
And I think it'll definitely be a good test for Hoosick to play a team that can really harm them defensively.
Can defend and, 1-5, yeah.
Yeah, can defend 1-5. Yeah. And is a little and is bigger than them, right? Like plays in D4, plays up a level.
Oh yes, yeah.
And then for Wakona,
maybe not physically, but yeah,
not physically, but yeah. Wakona, on the other hand, they have played a lot of, like, you know, they played Minichog, they played Commerce, they played, I believe, Westfield or West Springfield. So they played some. They played a lot of bigger teams. They're actually playing a team closer to their size. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they can, because they're in D4. So it'll be interesting to see them play, like, you know, not a D2 team. You know, not a team two divisions higher.
Yeah, they're D4. They're even their class B, so they're two classes above Hoosick. Right.
Although Hoosick should be in class C. Let's be real.
Yes, 100%. On both.
Yeah, both boys and girls should be
just
class
for basketball.
C. They were in class C 2 years ago, the first 2 years, and then last year they got moved down to D, and they haven't changed it. So,
well, at least on the girls' side, wipe it up.
Yeah, girls' side definitely. They're not competitive in the slightest. Last year in the Class D final on the girls' side, like Pioneer Valley, I think Pioneer Valley was something like 16-2, 18-0, and then Hoosick beat them by 20 points, mm-hmm. and it wasn't close. And it's like, mm-hmm. No one's competitive. I'm gonna look that up.
When you're the Class D champion, you would probably be the Class B champ.
Yeah.
Or your biggest game of the season is against the Class B champ, probably.
Right.
When South Hadley's around, or Pittsfield, they obviously beat Lennox pretty well. Wakona boys, I did pick up their first two wins of the season since we last, I guess, spoke here. Had the kind of Saturday Monday quick double, both on the road. A lot of their guys, yeah, three straight on the road here. What if you can talk just a couple minutes? What went down with the news story you were pursuing?
Can
you talk about that? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So
coming off Wakona's, I guess their opener or maybe the second home game. Yeah,
I believe it was their opener. It was their opener against Minichog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so right now there's no news. I guess I can say. Mm-hmm. We're still kind of in the waiting game, mm-hmm. because the mother of the student who was pushed, who's a senior, who's 18, mm-hmm. Who was on the court when he shouldn't have been, but I'll, you know, if you've seen the video, he was shoved pretty forcefully
by a referee.
It seems like the mother is talking to a lawyer who's investigating potential legal actions. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, nothing's happened. But I think the only lasting effect that has had on Wakona is that the actual bleachers, mm-hmm. have been retracted one bench. Okay. So there is more space between the people who are, mm-hmm. sitting and the sideline of the actual court.
Yeah.
So there's a little more breathing room.
Makes some sense.
Yeah.
I remember actually a long, long time ago now. I've been out here for so long that, I remember once writing a column about, so this is PHS's old gym, the Ed Ladley gym. PHS, Wakona's old gym before they rebuilt the school and everything, and how much I loved it. And it was like this tiny little, where I went to college, again, prior to them rebuilding everything, was the McCann Center. And it was this kind of tight, sweaty box. And that's what the old Ed Ladley gym was. And I was like, oh, this is like a huge, and Wakona was good and would have these huge crowds. And, you know, obviously it's an issue when people spill onto the actual court, but they were literally like on the sideline, towing the sideline, and you can get really into influencing the game, I guess.
Yeah. No,
vocally and only, I mean, never physically influence the
game.
Yeah.
Most gyms here, that, you know, Lennox and Lee are very tight. Pittsfield, mm-hmm. frankly, is pretty tight. Pittsfield High
could be, yeah.
It mm-hmm. can be pretty tight. Monument is super tight.
Yeah, Monument is very akin to what the old Wakona gym was. Yeah. I think, yeah.
So, we have 50 seconds left, 45 seconds left. Anything final?
Sports wise, like I said, yeah, it's been a slow build for me. I'm excited to get back into it, kind of with the new year, and ski season will be getting going. I got to chat with some Nordic coaches. I believe their opener might be actually New Year's Eve day there. So as of right now, there's enough snow out there maybe to get some of
those
in.
Certainly cold enough.
That would be cool.
It is bitter out. I was so happy when it was 32. Now it's, you know, 16.
Oh, over the, oh, yeah. Our first room at the hospital had four giant windows, and I kept putting, like, stuff up on the windowsill at the store.
I just put the plastic over my windows, just because my windows leak like
that's
crazy.
That's a downtown Pittsfield statement if I've ever heard one.
All right, folks. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you have a good holidays, and have a good rest of your day.